Oh, I like it. I like it so much. Rand Radio, you make me want to.
Never mind. Just keep it locked here at Rant Radio.
This is Rant Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, is this Rant Radio?
It most certainly is.
Well, what are you guys talking about tonight?
You know, stuff.
Hello?
It's Sunday night, and it's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
You've guessed it. It's time for the What the Hell Show. If you don't like what
time
we're
for
saying,
the What the Hell Show
on the IRC, Internet Service, Rant Radio Channel, or ICQ us at 51558. You can also call us toll-free at 604-533-9191. We'll pick up the bill and send you the dime in the mail.
And now it's time for the What the Hell Show with Drex and Sumerian.
Wrong room.
No, not TV.
All right, you're listening to the What the Hell Show, our first ever show that we're actually recording. It's for archival purposes, so we're actually recording video and audio. And we put the video cassette on 6 hours, so we can fit like three or four shows on it. And we can see the whole room now. And I'm just going to adjust the camera here, so all you people out there can see. Just kidding. We gotta remember you can't see us, even though we're seeing ourselves.
All right, I'm going to go grab the...
Drexel's like leaving the room. He thinks like I can host it, and hopefully people can hear me out there.
I'm just beautiful. I'm beautiful to look at.
My nipples just get hard looking at you.
My nipples get hard looking at myself.
All right. Okay, we got like a billion things to talk about this episode, this show.
All right, check out the webpage, because I updated something a few days ago. And if you haven't checked it out yet, check it out. There's a bunch of pictures. There's new pictures of almost everyone.
Yeah.
Almost everyone. There's stuff in the cool shit section. There's.
We get the new promo done?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And we have a new promo, which we're going to introduce you to later on in the show. Now, Black Wolf's here. And then we've got some news to talk about. Okay, so we got Sumerian.
Hey.
It's me, Drex. Hi. We got Dak here.
Hello.
We got the chicken.
Pimping ain't easy.
Projectile vomit, man. Todd?
Vortex. Spooky.
We got the Black Wolf.
How do?
Who are you again?
Inky.
It's Inky.
Hey, any girls who like it in the bum, call us here at 604-533-9191.
That's a shameless plug.
What a filthy bugger.
Okay. Who we brought by this week? Our sponsors.
All right, we're sponsored by Coca-Cola tonight.
The buzz tonight is brought
and,
by Coke.
See? Coke.
Coca-Cola, it tastes really good.
It's good.
Hey, that's mine.
No, that was mine. I put that there.
Who's that?
That'd be mine.
I have to go off on Coke later on, so...
Anyway, so we have Coke because there was no Dr. Pepper. We have no M&M's. It's very tragic.
Yeah.
We do have some watermelon.
We have watermelon. We also
but
have
Sumerian's being a big wimp about the watermelon. He thinks it's messy. He doesn't have enough faith in us. That if we have a plate of it, that we can't.
So is sex, but you keep out of that too.
Yeah, new Forgotten Rebels too.
Hey, I told some people on my Forgotten Rebels emailing list that I'm going to debut some new songs of theirs, not even released. I was the first one to get them, so you'll be the second ones to hear them.
Okay.
Give us the phone number.
All right. If you want to talk to us, you can see
phone?
Us on the IRC.
It's in the other room. Get it.
At
Phone.
Internet Servers, Rant Radio Channel.
Yep.
And you can talk to us. We're there. We pay attention most of the time. If you want to phone us, you can feel free to phone us at 533-9191. That's local. Or 1-604, toll free at 1-604-533-9191.
It's working.
We have a real phone. Sumerian feels the need to prove that our phone actually works every time.
If it didn't ring... See,
there we go.
Go.
Your first caller for the evening.
Hello, you're on Rant Radio, the first caller of the evening. Who is this? Is it one of my friends that didn't know that they're going to be on Rant Radio?
Hello?
It's someone who doesn't want to pay and just feels like phoning the number and hanging up. Well, that's cool. That's okay.
You're a bastard.
It proves that...
with our emotions like that, we're human beings here!
We're getting so excited about the phone ringing, and you let us down. Oh. But at least we know our microphone is working.
Yes.
It is working. Or they're just looking at the IRC channel and phoning. Well, Drumhead is here this week.
Drumhead.
He's joining us. He says, I love this shit. Excuse the pun. Huh? Okay. I didn't get the pun, but that's okay.
I got it.
You got it?
I got the
I love this shit. Okay, he's saying that it is shit?
Yes.
Okay. In the IRC channel, we've got Jeffrey D. who's sleeping. We've got Generous Portions, who I don't know if they're still there. We've got Lego, Low Light, OD Sleep, and Rant DJ FRA. I don't know what that the extended version of that is, but Rant DJ FRA. That's good. Why is it good that it's recording?
Because it makes it easier for me to capture it.
Ah. But we got to erase it after. We're going to be like using up tapes like crazy. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Oh my God!
Bring me the dog. Bring me the dog.
Jack, Desmond.
Bring me the dog.
What?
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
It's also brought to you by Taco Bell.
Okay.
The dog away.
Intestinal discomfort since 1967.
Okay.
Stay steady, because it's easier to grab a capture.
It's as anybody.
Okay. Hey, Black Wolf.
Okay, we're. Hey, Drex is like being very distracted by the video camera, which is not the focus of the show. This is an audio show.
Talk. All I need is one person at a time.
Yeah, but you're like saying stuff, and it's totally distracting me.
Shut up, you.
Okay, we don't have a question of the week. No, Phil. We don't have a question of the week this week, so if anybody could think of a... See, nobody's paying attention in the room.
Yeah, well, this takes 10 seconds.
No, it doesn't.
I don't want to do this. Here, you hold the mic. You're not allowed to touch the mic until I'm finished this.
Hello. Yeah. Do you ever have a problem with psychotic people in your home?
We do.
Darcy's a control freak. Oh, as you can hear by him, floating off in the background.
I'm not a control freak.
You're just a spaz.
This is me filming.
Unclench, Darcy.
Switch to
me!
Please excuse this small outburst.
If I want to get pictures of you guys on the webpage, I have to do this.
It's
essential. You guys are going to go, oh, it's not a big deal, and then it won't happen because it's not a big deal, so we'll put it off until it's too late and everybody's gone.
Videotaping is a silent art. Shut up for a while.
It's a silent art when you guys look at me and actually let me videotape you. But when I have to get your attention and tell you to shut up, it's not silent, is it? It's me being very...
We've got a question from Rant DJ FRA. If he could put his full name on there, we'd know who it is. But here's the question. Is Britney Spears' breasts real or fake?
They're fake.
Are they fake?
They are fake.
How old is she?
She's 17 years old. She had her breast enlargements done about 8 months ago.
Wow. Her mom let her do it.
The correct answer then is they're real fakes.
They're real fakes.
No. You're asking the wrong question. Do they melt in your mouth or in your hand? That's what's important here.
Thank you, Drex, for turning off the light. Good on ya. Anything that doesn't fit in your mouth is wasted. No, I can argue with that. Looks like you like Lego has brought in a second person.
Okay, we're going to go for a break now.
Okay.
Actually, we're going to play you our new promo. We just finished it off today. We started it last week, but then we got really lazy. we finished it off today, so that's all that's important.
Okay.
We're going to start off with that and a song, I guess. And when we come back, we're going to discuss some news. I think I have some stuff in here that's worth talking about. All right. So we got the new promo going, or what?
Hey, welcome to our new show on RantRadio.com.
You're going to love it. We've got some great new stuff coming to you. We've decided to drop that independent sound and go with some great Moffat sounds.
And here's some Rita McIntyre coming up.
And new Kids on the Block.
You're going to love it. It's all there for them, completely mundane.
Check out our webpage. You're going to love it. It's a new sound for Rant Radio.
Whoa,
Whoa, that was a close one.
Yeah, we appear to have lost power there. We'll be back on, thank goodness, to our Honda generator we picked up from Home Despot. A great buy.
Ooh, that power. Now get ready for some nice relaxing sounds. Whoa, it sounds like someone's at the door.
Yeah, they don't sound too friendly.
Oh, it's a good thing we have that steel door with the reinforced oak bar. What's going on?
Hey, what the hell?
You can say that again.
What the hell?
It's too bad about that generator. Probably could have let them live.
But dude, they played Hanson.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Power clear.
This is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Don't make a thing that has nothing to do with the argument to shut someone down, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, Gary Coleman likes the station, and so do we. So should you. And here's Drax.
Hi. How are you?
This is the Tom Green
Show. No, it's not.
Just take care. Okay. The guy who hosts our T3 mirror, he's awesome. It's been, like, from the start, he's had it up, and it's been, like, up all the time. And, he asked us to give a plug to his internet ISP, and I'm very glad to, because he's awesome for us.
You kick ass, dude.
You kick ass. This isn't an ad. This is
appreciation.
This is appreciation for, he's giving us it for free.
Stuff for nothing.
For absolutely nothing. So it's like a trade off. So it's not. It's a sponsorship. Yeah. It's underwriting.
Maybe I get a spade. It's sucking up.
It's sucking up. Yeah.
Let's put this a different way. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here now. And yeah. We wouldn't be, you know, subjecting all you people
so
to us.
This is the person you have to blame.
That's right. So go to, the guy who's helping us out is named Isaac, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it says here. And his internet ISP is sonic.net. So if you go there, check it out. Check out Sonic.net or Eli Call. That's his name. That's his real name, I think. That's what he says. Okay. And somebody asked for some FLA. We don't have any, but if somebody sends it in, I will play it. And somebody ICQ'd me and asked if I would like to talk. And it's probably somebody. Let's find the information about this person. Who is it? At least it didn't say, are you gay?
This time.
I just don't answer that because, well, I put all the information. It has nothing. No information, no name, nothing. Like I'm going to talk to this person. Goodbye. What's the area of the 1-800 number? I have no idea what that means.
It's not 1-800, it's 1-604.
1-604-533-9191. That's the phone number. Ha ha, you got it. No, girls like that like it in the bum. Okay. I'm sticking the knife in my chest now. I think these are really old messages.
Okay. They don't make any sense.
All right. We have a little news article. Okay, it says, hey, where's my cash? Cops warn public to keep an eye out for the bank machine scam. Thieves have figured out a way to steal money from automated teller machines. They're chalking up a couple of victims each night. The thefts are happening at bank machines all over New Westminster, Sergeant Daryl Totman said yesterday. Let's have a bigger run-on sentence, shall we?
Hey, comments, we're not real journalists.
No, I think it's me reading it. And he said they warn the public, watch out for the scam. Okay, what they do is they take a plate and they stick it over the money place where the money's supposed to come out.
Okay.
It looks like the regular bank machine. It looks like
really,
there's a hole there.
Really, really stupid.
Okay, anyway, so your money doesn't come out, and you're like, oh, the bank machine must have screwed off, and you take off, and you're all pissed off, and then they scoot in after you, take the plate off, and take your money, which is slid in behind it, right? Can't remember where I was going to go with this.
How long do they leave this plate in there for?
They just leave it there for a couple hours. They stand by, wait for a couple of people to do some drops,
yeah.
And then they will take the money. And I've seen one of the examples they had of the fake fronts. If you're retarded, you should fall for this. So if you have an IQ of 4 and somebody hasn't shown you how to listen to rant radio, and you're out there... Yeah, that is double
no,
the national average.
You're being a little hard, you know. What if you're in a dark cash machine room, they don't have very good lights, half the lights are out, right? And it's all dark, you just look at it. You're not going to think the cash machine is all fucked up. I think we should, instead of blaming the victim, why are we blaming the victim? You know? We're blaming the poor person that got raped of their money. We're blaming the rapee. We should be blaming the criminal.
We should be.
The raper. Shut up.
I'd like to thank you for making me feel like a conservative.
No, the rapee is who we're blaming. We should be raping. We should be blaming the rapist. Whatever. Shut up. Okay.
I thought you said you weren't going to say shut up.
I didn't say shut up to you. It's believable. It's believable that you think I did. But I didn't. I'm not going to explain to you who I said shut up to. Hey, look. You have something that can...
So, you think that we should be blaming the people that got sucked in by this?
Not entirely.
No, I just think that people need to be more aware.
Yeah.
And
yes, people need to be more aware. But when you go into a bank machine... Okay, do you have more to say on that? Or it sounded like you were finished, but now you look all pissed off that I took the mic away.
No, I'm just listening to what you're... Okay, now when you go into a bank machine, you just have this trust that when the bank machine is going to work, it's a bank. Now, they're not going to rip you off $5. What's the point, right?
They're banks.
Yeah, and they will rip you off in ways you can't easily figure out, but it's way too blatant to have a machine just not work. They have a machine, it's all going to work. You just have this trust in it, and you guys don't, but you're overly pessimistic.
No, I just don't trust anybody or anything.
Okay, neither do I.
I don't trust mega corporations.
But I think...
banks.
Yeah. Me neither. I think they're all evil.
They make billions
but
a year.
But the point is that you have this faith. I mean, you put all your money in the bank. You must trust... When I say you, I don't mean necessarily you, although you probably do put your money in the bank, like most people. But most people stick their money in the bank, yes? You're not going to assume that they're going to rip you off, because otherwise you wouldn't stick all your life savings in there.
Where the hell else are you going to
put it in a coffee can and bury it in your backyard.
My point still is that you trust the bank enough to stick all your money in it, all of it, your entire life savings in it.
The interest they give you on a checking account these days, it's probably wiser to use the coffee can, especially if you got one of those good Maxwell House ones.
Okay,
they don't rust.
We're getting a bit off topic here. We're not debating the evils of banks. Whoa.
I'll tell you exactly how far I trust the bank.
How far do you trust the bank?
My entire life savings is in the bank.
Oh, what, $5 of
this? Yeah.
Okay, but if you won $1 million, you would put it in the bank, would you not? Or would you hide it in your mattress?
Bank in the Cayman Islands.
Thank you.
Canadian bank. Fuck you.
Why?
Because they exist to fuck ordinary people over.
Yeah, I'm fucking huge case in point in that one. CIBC, your day of reckoning's coming.
What did CIBC do to you?
Let's not go down that
path. No, if you've got the time, I'll tell the story.
Cough it up.
Okay, here we go. This is why I'm in the predicament that I'm in. A couple years ago, used to live in Aldergrove, had my main branch with CIBC up in Aldergrove. Moved back to Langley, had my account up in Aldergrove. Had all my automatic payments, specifically in this case, for my car insurance to come up, because I was on the 12-month plan for ICBC. CIBC, ICBC. Same four letters, they're always fucking evil. Know this, okay? It's a conspiracy, don't get me wrong, okay? So, I get everything switched out, first month goes by with the accounts being reversed, and I, sort of to back up here, I told the teller, the person opened my account, listen, I've got my money coming out of this account. When you switch it, keep it open. She's like, okay, no problem, right? First month goes by, automatic payment comes out of the wrong goddamn account. Because the other one I'd never put any money in, right? So I get this lovely notice from ICBC saying, hey, guess what? You owe us for last month's car insurance. So I phone them up and I tell them what's happened. Okay? Like, oh, okay, no problem. Yeah, right? Make sure you've got both payments coming up for next month. So, I phone up the bank, they say, okay, we're going to look into this type of thing, we'll get everything squared away. Month two goes by. No problems. I've busted my arm up all the hell at this point, I'm wired into a cast up to my fucking shoulder, so I'm not driving anyways. And I had just insured my car and back in the late October type of thing. Broke my arm back in November, you'll see where this is going in a second. November rolls around, guess what? Get a call from, or a letter from ICBC saying, oh, guess what? For 2 months now, you've got a delinquent account, your payments haven't come out, we are now terminating your car insurance, you owe us the balance due on your insurance, so like $939 at that point, okay? And they want their money. So basically, I have to pay $939 to get my car squared off, okay? Just to pay them what I owe them. Then I have to pay another, say, $1,000 rounded up to reinsure my car, okay? So now they fucked me twice. So I'm like, what the hell's going on here, right? So I tell them what's happened. They say, okay, go deal with your bank. I go to the bank, look at my transaction records, and they're like, oh, well, obviously, because your money's coming out of account A. I'm like, yeah, but it should be coming out of account B. That's what I told you fucking people in the first place, right? So bank manager reviews the situation, goes, well, we talked with our teller, and she feels that, you told her that it was supposed to come out of this account, and it's not our fault. Okay, now realize here, I'm in a fucking cast, up to my shoulder. It's coming around Christmas time, I'm not working, I'm in a great amount of pain, my car's off the road.
And he's angry when none of this is the case. He's just generally angry anyways. So add all this to that.
So you hear like the sounds like, popping fuses in the back of my medulla oblongata. I get that vacant kind of shark dead eye look, and my friends don't come around for a little while. So, yeah, the bank manager told me, no, it's your fault, not ours, okay? So, and I'm dealing with these fucking cocksuckers. So I owe, with the interest that's accumulating now, okay, I owe them like, $1,200. I have to pay $1,200 to level it off. I then have to pay $200 to get my car fixed because the clutch burnt out shortly afterwards. Have to air care my car for what what's it up now, $45 to get my car air-cured, probably, yeah, thank you very much, and then pay another fucking grand, okay, another fucking grand to get my car back on the road, all because some fucking Randy River clone in the fucking back of the bank, who's probably bossing his ugly 45-year-old secretary on the side because he hates his wife and his fucking kids, because my voice totally dries out, I'm not crying, you're honest, okay, so this cocksucker, who's dicking this ugly broad, okay, fucks with me, the fucking chicken. He fucks with me, okay? I'm not anything special. I'm just vindictive, okay? Really, I'm not all that much to look at. I'm not some Greek Adonis.
Hey, cool.
But these little
that you broke in the end the drive train there, Ripley.
No. Okay, I'm just about to wrap it up.
Training metal.
He's down. Okay. If anybody caught that movie reference, please let us know. So. Anyways, it's because of these bastards that I'm the way I am right now. Well, partially, anyways, not in bad parenting. But, anyways, we put our faith in the banks because society tells us so, and to be anybody nowadays within the world, you have to deal with a bank, you have to have a bank card, and you have to have a credit card. And if you don't have those things, you're a social outcast, and that is the flat fucking truth.
Okay.
You cannot exist nowadays in the system, so to speak, without dealing with a bank or financial institution.
That's true. That's true. But society doesn't tell us to trust the bank. Society actually tells us not to trust the bank. Your other point that we have to use the bank is true. Nobody says trust the bank.
But society tells us not to be anti-conformist. They tell us to be conformist.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you basically, you have to want the same thing everybody else does, you have to eat the same thing everybody else does, you have to wear the same fucking clothes.
Or you have to not eat any of that and abjectly refuse to be in society.
Exactly.
You can't do a little bit. It's all or nothing because you either have to be an outcast and be proud of your outcastedness.
No, you have to be fucking pigeonholed. That's what it is. You have to be fucking pigeonholed.
There's two different examples, and you follow it one of two brackets. You're either Tommy Hilfiger Gap, or you're Ted Kaczynski. Those are the only two classes in the struggle.
Go Ted! Free Kevin!
All right. So, anyways,
we got some comments and stuff.
Okay, we don't have comments, but... Who's phoning?
Bob from Peru.
Actually, I was going to say that Bob from Peru just added himself to my ICQ list, so we can actually talk with him, and he's going to phone in, and we can get contact with him.
Rant JFRA, I did get screwed. Thanks, man.
That's right. Lego says, yeah, did get screwed. And we got a message from Isaac 509 about banking, but what about Y2K? Well, maybe we might talk about that. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll think about that.
Raise the interest rate.
Okay, we got a call. Okay, here we go. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Eric.
Eric, awesome. Yes. Where are you phoning from?
I'm phoning from San Francisco. Where are you?
We are in British Columbia, Canada, so we're in the same time zone, near Vancouver.
Okay.
Near Vancouver. We're in Langley, actually, but that's besides the point. So, what's up?
Yeah, I'm really disgusted with the state of poetry in the nation today.
You're really disgusted with the state of what in...
Poetry?
Poetry in the nation.
Poetry. Oh, do you have some poetry for us?
I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
I'm just pissed off about this. I went to work Friday, and we have a beer party every Friday in the afternoon, and there was a beatnik theme thing, and so we had this deal, and there was a poetry competition, and I read my poem, and it was not received very well, and I'm really disgusted by this, and I just got to vent a little bit about that.
No, don't just vent. We want to hear the poem.
I will show you the damn poem. Man, you'll hear the damn poem, all right.
All right.
We need to know the content here, Eric. Lay it on us, man.
Yeah, we want to know.
Okay. Yeah, I think he said he's going to play.
Okay.
The poem is called Right Wing Crackdownocracy, which is the form of government we have in this country today.
Damn straight.
It's left. Got a black trench coat. Are you a guy who likes men? Did you come here on a boat? Are you heavy into Zen? Crack down! Light fired old glory? Maybe you're a deadbeat dad. Don't believe the Genesis story? Do you think Jerry Hall lived mad? Crack down! Pot smokers, idolaters, jaywalkers and double parkers, environmentalists, nudists prancing around stalkers. Crackdown!
Yeah.
I'm tough on crime. I'll build more prisons. Shoot those baby killers, for Christ has risen, baby.
Yeah.
You're the
shit!
I fear it all, and soon you will see. When all the deviants are gone, I'll crack down on me.
Right.
Now, these Philistines where I work, they did not appreciate that, and I got the booby prize, which was a bucket of red vines.
Tell them they're a bunch of fucking losers.
No, you're a psycho Christian.
Picking up a high-powered weapon and killing everyone who criticized you.
You rock. You rock. That was awesome. That was an awesome poem. That was awesome.
That's seriously, that kicked ass.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, cool. Hey, keep it real.
Can, do we have your permission to put that on loop on our show? If not, we're going to do it anyways.
Oh, yeah, man. Spread the word.
All right.
That's right. Yeah.
If it comes through...
Send it to us. Type it in.
Yeah, type it in. If you have it on... if you can type it in, send it to us. What's the ICQ number?
51558.
Is that cool?
Yo, what is this now? You got to... 51558.
Okay.
What's
ICQ.
That?
ICQ. Do you have ICQ?
No, I'm not on ICQ. Okay. I'm on the phone here.
Okay, email. Email it to me.
Email. Okay, I'll have to wait till I get back home because
sure.
I'm not...
Well,
that's cool.
I can just do it with my girlfriend's account.
Just go to the web. Just go to the webpage and send it to
info@rantradio.com.
Or Drexel at rantradio.com.
Rantradio.com.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Thanks for phoning in. That was awesome, Eric.
Thank you very much. You guys rock.
It kicked ass. Okay, thanks for phoning in.
Hey, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That got the chicken's hate seal of approval.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
I am the most hateful person I know.
Okay.
We're gonna go
on that, we're going to go to a break because that was so awesome.
Rant Radio goes down easier than your mom.
Everything we hear would be cool. Yes. No, I didn't touch it. I know not to touch it. Yes.
I can break habits.
You're a habitual toucher.
Habitual toucher.
There is now.
Yeah.
watching you. It's like blow off the television. Projectile vomit man in the back of the bed. Wow, this song's really long. So we got our next topic.
Rat Radio, in your brand, speak of sound.
Okay, that's a really long song. I couldn't play it all because we got lots to talk about. This is a talk show. This is a talk show. But we have to have breaks, too. That was Frontline Assembly, and they're from here. I've been informed. Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Vancouver, BC, Canada.
All you other music junkies out there, of course, that was headed by Reese Fulber, who does Fear Factory and Delirium and a whole bunch of other really kick-ass bands.
Does he produce them, or he's in them?
He produces them.
Okay.
He's kind of like Bob Rock for the rock world. Whatever he touches turns to gold.
Right. Okay. There's some people saying, yeah, Canada rocks. BC rocks.
That's right.
And Theory is considering moving there. I think Theory just joined us a little while ago.
From where are you moving?
Where are you moving from, Theory? Let's see if we can find that out. I am so tricky.
We're stalking you.
It's from Nidlink. I don't know where that is, and I don't want to look it up. So, let's see. What do we have to... Drum said, he says, you have to watch who's watching you. And that's true.
But you can't spend too much
time or you go nuts.
Oh, fuck. You'll be like, you know, if all you do is watch who's watching you, then you can't, like, work.
You'll be like the guy in Conspiracy Theory, all, like, super paranoid about everything. But he had...
He was right,
but that was a movie, but...
As they say, are you really paranoid when everyone really is out to get you?
Yeah, he wasn't paranoid.
The other line I like is, it's not a question if you're paranoid. The question is, are you paranoid enough?
Are you paranoid enough?
Hey, everybody's paranoid. We all just hide it better.
Paranoia is just a state of total awareness.
That's right. Says, you don't have to go for any of that shit. Be who you are, not want what Big Brother tells you who to be. And this is all from Drumhead. All
right, Dad.
Psycho. Haha, Psycho Christian, he says.
Dak wanted to say something.
What do we have? Is it the story?
Trekkies.
Trekkies. Okay.
This is my little rant. Me and the projectile vomit guy were just kind of sitting here talking this week, and we're going over about the way this Star Wars hype is. So if you're a Star Wars fan, I suggest you go the fuck away.
I can't go away because this is my show. So
no. Let's put it this way. I have nothing against people who like Star Wars. I myself, I am going to see it opening night. I'm talking about the people that this is right now. Here's a little litmus test. If this is right now the most important thing in your life, you're a fucking loser, okay? It's very simple.
We'll break into this with a news story about there's some fucking retard down in the States somewhere who's already named his first child Anakin. It's just white cheddar popcorn.
There you go. Saving it for later. Okay.
Not only that, he's scheduled his wedding for May 19th. This guy is a fucking loser who must, for the good of humanity, remove himself from the gene pool. Please.
My line.
Aww.
You can say it again.
No. I don't want to have to compete for my airtime.
Chicken's hurt. We stole his line. But I have to agree with him that... now, you see, I myself am a fan. I mean, I am a fan, but I don't dress up. I don't spend or schedule my life around, I have to watch this episode or go see this movie. I mean, come on, people. It's just a fucking show.
Excuse me, can
if you waited more than a couple of hours in line for tickets... Do the world a favor and kill yourself.
No,
forget it. You know how long we've been waiting for a Star Wars movie?
Since
1983. Yeah, that's fine, man. That's fine. And if you don't think it's worth it to stand in line for a few hours to go see the movie, that's fine. But you're no. You're not an idiot because you've been waiting for since 1983 because you think it's worth it to sit in line for a while. The fact that it's eccentric to sit in line overnight to go see a movie is half the fun. That's half the cool part about sitting in line. You're like, man, this is so stupid. I'm sitting in line overnight to see a movie.
Have you ever
been to the Rocky Horror Picture Show in theater. Everybody dresses up. Everybody throws toast. They get into it.
Dressing up at a Star Wars movie is cool. Trekkies are idiots, but that's because they're watching Star Trek. That's because they're watching Star Trek. And, you know, if Star Trek was good in their dressing up, that would make sense.
Do I smell the scent of hypocrisy?
DS69, because it blows and sucks.
No.
Star Trek... Okay, if you're dressing up as Star Trek, you just have error and judgment over what you watch. But the fact that, okay, but they like it and they're dressing up for it. Doesn't mean, now this guy has put his wedding on it, that's a little much. But even that, he's just looking for attention. He's probably not fucked up in the head, he just has bad judgment. He's going, oh, you'll be really cool, and it's not. Right? But he's not fucked in the head. He doesn't need to kill himself. He just, you know, needs some more friends.
Let me ask a question here. What do you think of people who, on their wedding day, used as their entrance music Darth Vader's theme?
Somebody who doesn't have a lot of taste for the traditional. That's about the nicest thing I can say about it.
That was John and Janice. Okay?
And... Yeah. Sorry, but you know what? Tradition is great if you think that that's what you want. But it's your wedding. You do what you fucking want at your own wedding.
True. If they're both
besides, the Imperial March kicks ass!
No, what I'm saying is I don't have that much respect.
I can't hear what you're saying. You look like you got a mouthful of crow.
No. Let's put it this way. I love John and Janice, but very simply... I would take my wedding a little too fucking seriously. Maybe that's me. Maybe it's me. I don't know. The idea of a wedding...
Seriously, too, I think.
Yeah.
They considered that cool. Like, that's what they wanted to do at their wedding. They thought that was cool.
That's more power to them, but it's not something I consider... I'm just going to shut up because I can't say anything nice, and I don't want to say anything unnice about some people I know. Mainly because the chicken is like really good friends with him, and he'll stab me. So I'm just going to end that part of the conversation, and I'm going to go on to some other losers.
Okay, Isaac sent us that wonderful lunatic on the phone. That was awesome. Yeah. I guess he wasn't even listening to the show. I guess he just phoned in. Maybe he is listening to the show.
How would he know to call the show?
Somebody told him to call the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He knows?
Yeah. Cool. He said he was going to find someone to phone in.
Well, hopefully it'll make Eric a listener.
He says, Eric is my buddy. You need to send me a wave of this as I did not have a chance to record it. Oh, we'll be playing it.
Came clear.
If it came in really clear, and I think it did, I think it will, we'll boost it up and send it in. And Lowlight is from Idaho, the guy who wants to move to Vancouver, which is cool. It says, isn't waiting at Toys R Us at 12 midnight because it opens at 12:01 just to buy Star Wars toys a little too expensive?
But if you collect Star Wars toys, it's not because... No, just a sec. If you collect Star Wars toys...
You're raising your voice again.
Raising your voice is fine. I'm excited and I'm upset about this and I'm going to raise my voice.
More candidates for removal from the gene pool.
Yeah, fools. You collect Star Wars toys? I'm saying if you collect Star Wars toys, personally I don't, and they're not going to be worth any money. There are so many of them. But if you want to collect Star Wars toys, they will be for a while worth
for
money.
For Superman, there is lots and lots of them.
No. But lots and lots at the time, but at the time, people bought them to play with them.
Yes.
People buy toys now to save them as a collector's item. It's like comics from like the 70s.
And what ruined...
There's tons of them.
And what ruined comic books?
Yes, but toys... comic books... No, comic books have not been ruined. No, they have merely been brought back to the purpose of a comic book. The purpose of a comic book is not to collect it. It is to read it and enjoy it. That's the purpose of a toy. Hey, that's because that's what sells it. That is merely, that's just good,
Marketing.
That's just marketing, right? They know that people buy them to collect them. But a comic originally was there. What is it for? Detective Comics was there for people to buy it and enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
That's the point of it. And same with toys. The point of a toy is for people to play with it. It's still there.
It's what you... That's right. If you enjoy playing with toys, great. If you enjoy reading comics because it's fun and it's loose and it's better than the Star, great. If you buy it for collector purposes, you can probably do a little bit better elsewhere, but oh well.
That's right. But my whole point is that if you collect these toys, and that's what you want to do, then you have to wait there to get those toys, because all the good ones could be gone. It does make sense.
They'll make more.
They might.
They might, unless they're like collecting.
And if they do make more, then there's a, quite often there's a date on it, and that's the thing that matters when it comes to collecting stuff.
They put dates on toys now, right?
But I know I do agree with our caller. Who was that? The guy who wrote in that asked
about
that.
About the toys?
About the toys.
Theory.
Theory. I do agree with Theory that that is more than a little much. I mean, it's, for the love of God, people, it's a fucking toy. It's not worth it.
No. Dak, what did you do last night?
What did I do last night?
Were you working?
No.
What did you do?
I sat around, did absolutely nothing.
Put the mic up.
No. Did we go out last night to play pool? Was that last night or was the night before?
I came over and you made a bloody roast.
Oh, that's right. I cooked last night.
Okay, but frequently you'll just do nothing. As will I. I will do nothing.
When I'm not working, yes, I will do nothing because I work 70 hours a week.
Okay, but even if you didn't, you'd probably frequently do nothing. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. They would have been doing nothing as well. So what's the difference between doing nothing or going to Toys R Us and sitting there and waiting in line to go get some stuff that you want to collect and is the only way to get it?
Cattle are
okay,
kept
well,
in line,
no, no.
too.
No, no.
Yeah, but...
Okay, let me put
okay so it's all right to sit at home on your ass. I'm not saying you sit on your ass and you're wasting your life. I do it, too. Everybody does it.
We did it
but
today.
All they're doing is just going to Toys R Us.
Yeah, how about this,
It's
though?
Something to do.
How about standing in line? You say it's a bad thing for standing in line for long hours for movie tickets. What about for a concert?
I hate standing in line for a concert, but I can understand that because you got 24,000 people all shoved into a concert hall so that you can't see or hear the people that are basically fucking playing. The amount of people they have in most fucking concerts these days, no, it sucks.
But
when was the last?
No.
Standing in line because it's the only way you're going to fucking get a chance to see it.
Yes, but I, personally, I would love to go see Star Wars on the first night. You know why? I can't even listen to the radio until I go see it.
Yeah.
And the thing that pissed me off most is because I knew when this movie came out that all these people going to see it, I wasn't going to be able to go see it with my friends. We went to see all the other Star Wars together.
The re-released
ones. We went to see them all. We waited in line. We all went to them the first night. Now, I can't do that this time because...
That's all on the same day.
I knew I wasn't going
to
be able
hard.
To get tickets. What's that?
I saw them all in the same day, in order. That was really, really hard because the first one was almost out of the theater. It was like the last day. And the third one just...
You spent over 9 hours in the theater?
I spent over 9 hours in the theater that day.
It was
awesome. It was totally cool.
I am free of that sin, but I'm not. You have to go way, way, way back. Turn the way back machine, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, my God, we're carbon dating.
this
freak.
Yeah. I saw all of the Planet of the Apes movies in one day when they ran them in New York.
I was 9 years old. My father, the most overprotective man in the world, got up out of the theater, went across the street to a bar because he just couldn't take it anymore after two films.
See? We all have the things we like.
I was 9 years old!
So what? 9-year-old kids are cool. No, actually, kids suck.
Only one word.
Monkeys! Monkeys!
Get your paws off me, you damn dirty apes!
That was like a really cool line.
Yeah, it was.
That was fucking cool. That was... I was cheering for the human race when he said that. I was like... Yeah! Didn't that give you a feeling?
Yeah.
He's said nothing. They think he's a complete and utter idiot. Because, well, I guess humans are at the time.
They are
hey,
now.
We don't throw feces at each other. Well,
that's
some of us do.
Okay, Bob from Peru just told me he's going to phone in about 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah,
5 minutes ago. 5 minutes ago, so about 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
Let's catch up in the IRC. If you want to participate in the conversation, you can ICQ me, ICQ us, here on the What the Hell Show at 51558. Or you can phone in. Don't take the mic away from me! At area code 604-533-91. Very simple. Better turn down the music in there. Because it's like... People are going to stomp very loudly. And it's going to be all recorded. And... Yeah, 533-991 and area code 604. Or you can talk on the IRC on the undernet servers in the Rant Radio channel. And I'm going to catch up on the IRC here. It does make sense. It won't be much of worth till about 30 years, probably, for the toys.
They won't be worth anything in 30 years. Because this is what happened with comics. The comics from, like, the 70s, that's when comic stores started ordering tons of them, at least... Bill Foote did, anyways. And there are absolutely piles of comics.
There's like a million Action Number One comics. A million Action Number One comics when it came out. That's a lot of comics. It was really popular back then.
But what
comics were huge.
Yes, they were
huge.
How many
are there?
But there's like four
in the world.
Except I just explained this to you. People bought them then to read them. They folded them up, they rolled the covers.
Action Comics Number One was published in June of 1938. Back then, people never knew that comics were ever going to be worth anything, so they didn't take care of them. They used them as coasters. They used them to prop doors open. They used them to balance out tables.
The ones that survived, survived by accident.
Not only that, you also have to take into account during the 50s, Seduction of the Innocent, the comic code trials, which how many tons, literally tons of comics were burned. And entire collections went up in flames because somebody's mom didn't like the idea.
It also virtually killed the industry because just before those Senate hearings took place, the estimated circulation for all comics combined was roughly 70 million per month.
This is at a time when the entire population of the United States was...
You know what it is? You know what it is?
100 million.
Yeah. You know what it is today? It's maybe 100,000.
Yeah.
100,000 of all comics?
A month?
Mm-hmm.
A month.
No, it's more than that.
No, it is more than that, sorry. It's way more than that.
Maybe three. Maybe
we ordered thousands at our store alone.
Yeah.
Not today. It's gone.
At least 1,000. In a month? We ordered at least 250 a week. At least 250 a week. Comics. Anyways, comics.
Yeah, and look at how many comic stores have gone out of business in the last...
But that's been in the last, like, 10 years, though. But...
They're way too damn expensive!
That's not what we're getting onto. The point is that the reason that comics... There's going to be tons of comics, like you said, in 30 years. Or he said in 30 years the toys will be worth something. They won't. Because people are aware of the fact that toys have been, from the past, worth money. And so they're collecting them now like crazy. And so they're going to keep them in condition, and there's going to be tons of them.
The only hope you have for your Star Wars toys getting popular and getting worth a lot of money in about 30 years is if this movie sucks so bad, Lucas is taken out and lynched, nobody wants to talk about Star Wars, and then in about 25 years, Star Wars is rediscovered and people get into it again. That's about the only chance you have.
And it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
And decide retroactively that it was a masterpiece the second time around.
Yeah, decided by critics then it was a masterpiece the second time around. This is the only chance you have of your toys being worth money in 30 years.
That and the global economy not collapsing within the next 20 years or something.
Provided that Chicken and Dak aren't able to release the Shiva virus that they hope so.
And back to Rant Radio. Okay, this is one thing I want to hit on. Okay, the embassy bombing signals the need for new NATO approach. Chrétien isn't helping by remaining firmly affixed to Clinton's derriere. Okay, I'm getting really sick of people and the Kosovo thing going, oh, well, we've got to stop bombing the Serbs before we can get any peace. Okay, there is no bargaining chip. If you have... Okay, here's the bargaining table. We have the Serbs on one side. They have guns and tanks and bullets and a whole bunch of infantry and shit. Now, the other side, we have the Kosovars. You can call the KLA, but... Sorry, no, they don't even go on the table because they're so small that nobody notices them there. They're this little tiny chip and they don't have enough money.
So okay. A bunch of people in their tractors.
That's right. So we have victims on one side of the table and aggressors on the other side of the table. Now they go, all right, let's bargain. You know, we're going to bargain here and we're going to say, all right, you don't attack us and we won't attack you. And the Serbs say, well, how about we just have a war? And the Kosovars say, no. And they say, yeah. And they roll their tanks and infantry and bullets across the table.
But it's not a war. It's a molestation.
Yeah, but the Serbs say let's have a war.
It's even sicker than that because Slobodan Milosevic doesn't even believe the ethnic bullshit. He's just using it to cling to power.
There are other people around him who believe in it passionately, and he's using that as a tool to hang on to his...
That may be
the
true.
The worst sin that can be committed is when a politician is so determined to become the father of his fucking country that he wants to be on the $1 bill or whatever the fuck their, piasta their fucking country happens to use. And I mean, it's the exact same shit that we basically have up here in Canada with Bouchard. I mean, it's he basically decides he wants to be the father of his fucking country, and the hell if he breaks it up.
Okay, it's a good point, but we're breaking off the topic. Okay,
plus Bouchard
really
actually killed like a
no.
Okay,
no,
but it's just the idea. Okay, but that's off the topic. Okay, that's off the topic.
It's the same
point,
type of ego.
No, but we're not talking about Milosevic. We're talking about the people that insist we have to stop bombing and stop this aggression before we can have peace. The reason there is no peace is because there was no bargaining chip. The only bargaining chip is we're going to kick your ass if you don't stop kicking their ass. You can't go up to the mugger and say, all right, let's talk about this, all right? How about you just not mug me, even though I'm totally unarmed and you're huge and you'll totally kill me if you want to and take all my money. And the mugger says, yeah, but I don't really want your money. I just want to kill you because you're whatever. I don't like you. You have
you're
big blue. Ears. You have big ears, and I don't like big-eared people. And where's the bargaining going to go? No, he's just going to kill you. That's it. You have no bargaining chip. You can't go for peace when one side wants something and the other side can give them nothing to stop them. There is no peace solution that way.
No, the problem is people that are like going for the peace option now
don't understand anything about
No. They think they have this wonderful view in which they think that if basically we all got along and we all agreed, maybe it would be nice.
That's
but
right, but what did I just say? Yeah. You don't know anything about the situation.
It would help if I could finish speaking.
Why can't we all just get along?
No, exactly. People don't understand. And
exactly.
They will not, because they're blinded by their own idea. And also, it's taking too long. That's the other reason you're starting to hear more people knock about it. We don't have the instant video game fucking the white hat heroes. I'll just let you talk in a second. White hat heroes ride over the fucking ridge with the cavalry and simply shoot up all the bad guys with not one guy on our side getting hurt, none of the civilians getting hurt. It's not going to happen. War is fucking ugly. People are going to die. It's going to take a while. That's what's going on. Chicken.
The reason why this has been going on for well over a month now is because they're only relying on air power and they're not sending in any troops.
Clinton said, and don't get me wrong, he had his typical political, just like all politicians, that his political reason, which was, I don't want to my people to think I'm going to send our troops in there to die like he cares. I want my people to be sure that I'm not going to send my troops in there to die, so we're just going to bomb them, which was, well, we're taking away our real bargaining chip and throwing it out the window, because we're guaranteeing the Serbs that we're not going to actually kick them out. We're just going to hurt them.
No matter what happens in any conflict, it's always going to come down to some guy slogging it on the ground, sitting in the fucking ditch, holding it, making sure that... You know,
yep.
It's not going to be taken back.
That's right.
And a lot of these people, a lot of Canadians, especially the Americans, are always so fucking worried about, oh, we don't want our sons and daughters to die. Well, you got to put into realization here, these aren't your kids off the block, okay? These are highly trained troops, and I'll even include the Americans in this, even though I honestly don't believe it, okay?
Okay.
But, honestly, these people... Oh, I'll just wrap it up here, and if it bores you, well... You should probably pay attention to what's going on in the world, you know?
You can always use the old tactic of just, you know, bringing the draft back in and solving unemployment problems by sending weapons.
Yeah. That'll fucking work, too. But what it comes down to is the fact that our soldiers are highly trained people, all right? They've trained all their lives up to this point so far, so they can go into conflict and do their job. They're not wet behind the ears. They don't not necessarily know what they're doing. Okay, they've got pretty good understanding.
And most of the people that say this aren't in the position that their sons and daughters are going to go die. Because the people that are in that position are very few, because there aren't that many people. It's in the Canadian Army, there's only, 60,000 people or something?
Yeah.
And so we're talking about, 120,000 people that can say that, and they're not the ones that are saying it. It's the pacifists that are, and it's a total... Pacifists, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't
If people like you and me, Drex, who will put our lives on the line so the pacifists can go and fucking, you know, march through the streets in the fucking...
So that they have the ability to sit there and say, no, we should come up with this peaceful solution. Because if it wasn't for people that would go to war, like what happened in World War One, World War Two, yada, 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 then you wouldn't have your peace to sit there saying, we should have peace. You would be getting your ass kicked by fucking Nazis.
My grandfather carried a rifle so you can carry a sign.
I'm just have one little question. What's the difference between Kosovo and the Kosovoans and the Rwandans, which we allowed a million of them to get fucking killed?
Because we don't value black people in Africa.
That's it's not our opinion, because me and the chicken were very fucking pissed off about this. Matter of fact, I used to be an American. I was brought up in New York, and after Rwanda, I gave up any claim to having ever been an American.
Cool. All right. We're going
to take a piss.
So we're going to take a break?
Yeah, Lowlight needs to take a piss. It says, guys, take a break. I got to piss. So we're going to take a... what does he say? Fuck so much. Who says fuck?
Do you say...
Who said fuck so much? Was it chicken or Drex?
We all
swear a whole fucking lot.
Fuck them.
This is Jesus Christ for Rant Radio. Now that Charlton Heston can't do my voice, all of my messages have to be brought not by the Burning Bush, but by Rant Radio. Thank you. Further bulletins as events warrant.
Hey! Get back up on that cross!
Half a pound of something he writes, half a pound of treacle. That's the way the money goes. Up goes the weasel. That's the way to...
1-800-COLLECT. 1-800-COLLECT? Oh, no. We will hang up on you. Use 1010-320-984-520.
Rant Radio is proud to be on the Radio Free Broadcast Council and committed to upholding the highest Radio Free standards. If you have a comment about our broadcast, eat shit and die. We're on the council, not you.
That's awesome.
Rant Radio, we're here for you.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
It's a whole bunch of people trying to figure out how to call in. Call in any way you want. We won't take collect calls, but you can try. We can listen to the message. We might do the 1-800 later, but we got lots to do. Gary Coleman rules. I love that promo. People are probably getting like super sick of it. Well, the people here, anyway. I love it. It's totally funny. Hey, Jeffrey D's in here. Hey, Jeffrey. Yeah, you can call in and get on the air and have everyone listen to you. Phone toll free.
Huge amounts of scorn on you.
Huge amounts of scorn. We will maybe make fun of you on the air. Maybe not.
Free scorn, buddy.
Free scorn. We will give away scorn for free if you phone 604-533-9191. Jeffrey D, do I get any respect in here? Yeah, of course you do. Why wouldn't you?
God doesn't get respect. Why should you be different?
You do an awesome show. You actually show up for your show. Like, unlike most of the DJs on here, I'm almost ready to kick them all off. Getting so sick of them.
You know,
and they go, oh, nobody listens to the station.
You know.
Well, maybe because you don't show up and you don't advertise your show. We get tons of listeners all the time. They phone in. And I don't see what the problem is.
You know, DJ Vortex was saying he'd like to do a show, but he doesn't have the equipment for it.
See, that's a problem. You have to have the equipment. See, we tried that. It's like, oh, somebody wanted to do a show in my house here? And I'm like, well, then I'd have to be here for that show and supervise, and I wouldn't be able to go out at that time. Somebody wanted to do one on, like, Tuesday night, and I'm like, well, no.
Let's get the juice.
There's no plate. Where's your plate? Juicy watermelon. Drex is taking... You're eating.
It's not dropping it on the floor.
Yeah, if you drop it on the floor, you got to pick it up.
Exactly the same style he makes when he's working with Vortex's equipment.
Okay, but what happens when the trained people are dead? Then it's the untrained ones that have to fight.
No, they don't send untrained people into combat.
That'd be pointless.
If they did, it would be, we're being invaded,
actually, they
and
they
the only people we have are people to throw at them, unless you're Russian.
They used to send untrained people into combat that was called World War One.
Let's see. Let's just give a shout-out. Give a shout-out to everyone on the IRC here. We got Jeffrey D., Bashukin, Head Peon, Lego, Lowlight, Odie, Sleep, and Theory. You can get there by going to the internet servers on the Rant Radio channel. Let's go through the IRC.
This is a good
guy. You guys just invoked Godwin's law.
There's the
who's God? What's Godwin's law? Have you heard of that?
Godwin's law.
I don't know what that is. Maybe you can.
Is it music or is it something else?
I think we crossed some border, some line in our conversation that we went into Godwin's law. Well, maybe
I don't know.
Isaac.
Well, it's been very, very good to me. What is Godwin's law?
Anybody heard of Godwin's law? Oh, well.
Get Todd in here. Get
he's the man of the world.
DJ Vortex. DJ Vortex. I put
Vortex.
Out a call.
Let's call in our brain trust. Vortex, you're being summoned.
Rant would be kick-ass if it was open format.
I think he has a brain.
Untrained people is basically a people of resistance. Personally, I'd listen a lot more if you had open format again. Don't really like the format you have now, but that's a personal opinion. What the hell is probably the only show I listen to now? Well, it's because it kicks ass. I would love to have all talk radio, but people don't want to do all talk because they have nothing to say, I guess.
Vortex,
okay.
What is Godwin's law?
Godwin's law?
Have you heard of Godwin's law? Somebody said we crossed into Godwin's law. We invoked Godwin's law. Oh, well.
Not offhand.
Oh, well, that's okay.
The person who invoked this phrase could inform us what the fuck it means!
That's right. Okay, I gotta do some things for some people on a webpage.
Oh, and by the way, for the person who was complaining about swearing or perhaps just commenting, hey, if I fucking known, I would have fucking stopped, okay?
Yeah, we're really fucking sorry. People are complaining about how many times we say fuck. Or somebody was saying it a lot of times.
What?
fuck you. If we want to fucking say fuck, we'll fucking say fuck you.
It's our station. And if you want to say fuck, you can phone up.
If we do, it's just that's the way we talk.
Who is it, anyways? Who's saying
it? Thinking about it. We just say, this is how we talk.
Who's saying it
actually,
all the time?
Don't we have a mysterious benefactor that gives us a nickel for every fuck we say?
Yeah, I think
so. Somebody actually complained about us saying fuck.
Somebody was making a joke.
Oh, okay. Cool. Fucking wicked.
Okay, I'm going to I'm gonna play a song.
How predictable we are. Complaining.
Yeah, complain and we'll say it a lot. I'm going
to
play two songs by a band that I really like. It's my favorite band. I do a webpage for them, www.forgottenrebels.com. And I'm going to play two songs coming up here. And they're really cool. Punk band from Canada. They've been around for like 21 years. And here they are. The first song is called American in Me, and the second one's Ready to Beat You. They're really short. That was Forgotten Rebels. Those cut off a little bit early because they're like not released yet, and I just got them sent to me a couple days ago, and I promised I'd play them for the people who visit the site. And
that's a good example. Okay. We don't want to hear
it. No, here's the thing. I was complaining during the break about how these guys were bitching at me because I argue about everything. And I was saying that if you said something I agreed with mostly, but it was partially wrong, I would play devil's advocate and I would argue against you, right? Because I really like that. But anyways, here's the example. Evolution. Whenever... No, it'll be... It'll be quick. Shut up. Well, this is a great example. Whenever people talk about evolution, they get it backwards. They say, this creature evolved so that it can fly. Well, it didn't evolve to fly. Nothing happens that way. Nothing evolves on purpose. Saying that you evolved...
Evil.
Okay.
Sorry, Drex.
No, saying that you evolved. Saying that you evolved.
You're partially right. But
that's right. Okay, but saying that you evolved, right, was gives it. See, they're doing it again. Saying that you evolved is saying that it was like on purpose. That you did it on purpose. It's like you're putting the chicken before the egg or whatever, right? But. Just shut up or I'll beat you. I will seriously kick your ass.
No, actually the egg was before the chicken.
Okay, but if, say a bird, you say a bird evolved to have wings so it could fly.
Because I had eggs for breakfast.
Okay, it evolved to have wings so that it could fly. It did not evolve to have wings. It changed, had wings, and could fly. But it didn't purposefully grow wings so that it could fly away. It just happens to be a wicked side effect.
Rex, you're right.
No, look, I... No, fuck you!
Far greater minds than us have argued this for eons!
Not an argument!
So don't make me embarrass you in front of all these people.
No, look, let go of the mic. Obviously, you're not listening to me. You're just... No, you're not fucking listening to me. Because all... I'm making a simple statement, and you're going, oh, we don't want to hear you anymore, so we're just going to say, yeah, you won, and blah, blah, blah. You're not listening to me. All I'm saying is that they have the greatest intentions when they're talking about evolution. But they say it wrong, and it is wrong, and everybody... You're going to get your ass kicked too, so shut the fuck up. It is wrong, and everybody understands evolution wrong because everybody says it backwards. And so they all think it's the right way. And that's why I argue with you a little bit.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
That'll be a lesson. Don't you talk again.
First... If it was only that easy.
This is my whole point.
Okay.
You don't have an argument.
No, you're right.
You make fun of me.
No.
Because I have a point and you don't want to hear it.
No, Dark.
Just don't want to hear it.
Drex, that's fine.
And that's what I said. But if you weren't talking when I was arguing, I wouldn't have to yell. I have to raise my voice because you guys are all making your snide, stupid comments. Right?
We're not saying anything right now, and you're still being loud.
My volume came down. Because you weren't talking anymore.
We were taking a breath.
And there's more snide, stupid comments.
Okay,
you
know what?
Me mad.
Okay.
A real point, and you're going from the point, taking stuff totally outside the argument and bringing it in because you have nothing on the point to say.
Hold on. You know what? Shut up, everyone.
We actually agreed with your point.
That's what we're
just like me.
Okay. I'm talking now. One meeting, guys. One meeting. That came from Home Depot. No.
One person to talk when you're talking, but when it's me, everyone gets free reign.
Pretty much. You're the host. You have to get subjected to the abuse. Anyways, you do argue very, very well, and it would be boring otherwise if you didn't. But I'm just going to go back a little bit, not arguing anything you said, but that chicken and the egg thing. Mm-hmm. Chicken's lying in bed with the egg, all right? No. Chicken's got a smoke, looking pretty happy with himself, looks down at the egg, egg's got a frown. We know which one came first. Okay? Boom, there you go.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, now just because I haven't talked that much at once except for that earlier ICBC, CIBC thing, I'm going to go off. Things that piss me off, or people that piss me off. I work for a very large retail operation specializing in building materials and construction needs. Home Depot. Ooh, nice ass. Not as good as my own, though. Anyways. So there I am, working on a weekend. It's fucking busy. Emphasis on the fuck. Okay, because I can.
The New York guy, they said, that swore too much.
Oh, that's...
Okay, well, we can identify it. Fuck, eh? So, yeah. Anyways, so there I am. There's these Oriental people in the back, they just need a piece of plywood cut down, not a big deal. They've been waiting there for like 15 minutes, okay? Because there's nobody around except for me and one other guy. So finally I go back there. And these people are really, really nice. I get everything set up, calibrating the panel saw to cut it down. And Jose, who's our lot associate, he basically has the shit job of cleaning up the parking lot and, like, helping people, like, load up their trucks with bags of cement. Comes over with his lady. And he's from Costa Rica. He's a really cool little guy. And he's like, the chicken? Well, actually, he says my name, but I'm not going to use it here. He goes, chicken, this lady has a question for you. And I'm like, okay, shoot, right? And I'm, like, you know, in busy work mode at this point. And she's like, yeah, I'm looking for a telepole. Can anybody in this room, off the top of their heads, tell me what a telepole is?
I can, but you told me the story.
A telephone pole?
No, a telepole.
Not a clue.
Okay.
I have no idea what a telepole is.
Yes! You're right! You're right! It is. And it's used for holding up, like, your joists and your beams when you're putting up, like, your roof and stuff, okay? And apparently they're commonly used in construction. We don't sell them.
Okay.
So, you know, I ask her because I've never heard of that name before, right? And she's like, as soon as I ask what it's for, she's like, she rolls her eyes and gives the big sigh. I love that. I love that, okay? So she's like, well, they're used for supporting your beams and when you're putting up walls. I'm like, oh, okay. I said, actually, we don't supply anything like that in the store. She's like, well, you have to because my husband and I bought them here 3 years ago. And I look at her, I'm like, okay, I know what direction this conversation is going to go, and it's going to go my way. So I look at her and say, well, actually, that would be pretty amazing, because we weren't here 3 years ago. She's like, well, 2 years ago, you know what I mean. Oh, now she's going off, right? So I'm like, well, maybe so, but, you know, we might not carry it anymore, right? And I'm keep in mind, I've got these Oriental people been waiting for like 20 minutes, and I've got this bitch in front of me, right? And Jose, who's like putting on the flak jacket and the blueberry, cause, and he's starting to dig a trench because he knows where this is going too. And so, you know, she says, well, you have to sell them. They're commonly used in construction. You are a construction outfit. And I'm like, yeah, well, we might have at one point, but that could have been before my time, because I know we don't have them here now. I said, I've worked in 4 different departments, and I'm pretty familiar with what we've got, okay? She's like, well, you don't even know what I'm talking about. And I'm like, ma'am, you just told me what the purpose was. You even told me the name. I don't have to know a manufacturer, I just have to know what it does. It's a telescoping pole which holds up your walls. We don't have it. Closest thing we've got is a floor jack, which supports your floor. Imagine that! Okay? And she's looking at me, and she's just fucking pissed now, right? And she's like, well, is there anybody else here I could talk to? I'm like, well, I'll tell you what. Scott Jesse's here. He's the department manager for the department. And you know what? He's going to tell you the exact same thing. Bye! Right? And I turn back, and I start cutting wood. So, and she walks off. I'm happy at this point. So I take my 15-minute break, and I catch up with Jose, and you know, he starts laughing, eh? And he's like, I'm like, what, man? He says, oh, that lady was really upset with you, man. She was saying, that guy has got such an attitude problem, I don't know why he works here, right? And I'm like, good, you're a fucking bitch. You know why? Because you tell me, you come up asking me a question because you don't know where something is. Because why? Because you don't work here. I've got the orange apron, I work here. I'm pretty confident with what I know and what I do. Don't tell me how to do my job! Don't! If I wanted your opinion, I'd come to you! But you came to me for the answer!
That's my favorite. Why are you asking me a question if you don't believe the answer I'm giving you?
That's right, because we're malicious on the retail floor and we lie to you! Because you're a stupid fucking person!
Well, more on that point, if that's what you believe, again, why are you asking me the question? If you already believe I'm malicious and evil and I'm going to lie to you, why bother wasting your breath asking me?
Well, we don't have it, man. Well, yes, you do. Okay, then. You go find it. And when you find some, I will give them to you for free, okay? No shit. True story. Another retail outlet I used to work for. I used to work for Canadian Tire. Please don't hold it against me. It was just a phase of my life. I was like, I've been a perpetual lifelong corporate whore, okay? I needed the money.
You've done the 12-step program, right?
Oh, I still get the shakes, man. Anyways.
By the way, this is fairly good watermelon.
It is. Let the
Glow Skull says, I used to work in retail. I lied all the time just so they would leave.
It's so easy. It might be the dark side, but God damn, it works, Voodoo. I know.
It's a slippery slope.
You can't hear me. Okay.
What did he do?
Voodoo Glow Skull says, he used to work in retail all the time. He used to lie all the time just so they would leave. And that probably works very, very well.
okay, height of stupidity. For all our American friends out there, Canadian Tire, it's kind of like, well, they sell automotive parts and household stuff. It's kind of like a really shitty try-to-do-everything store, okay?
It used to be shittier. They actually cleaned it up. It looks nice in there. I'm not scared when I go in there. I don't feel like I'm in the corner store.
It's like your American Target stores.
Yeah, perfect example. Except we don't sell guns.
Better example, it's like a really dull version of Pep Boys.
Yeah, well, Pep Boys specializes in automotive parts. We just suck at everything we try to do in that store, okay? Anyways, she comes up to the parts counter where I work. Like, automotive parts, okay?
By the way, this should be mentioned, this is a different moronic bitch, not the first one we heard about.
Yeah, this was a couple years ago. She comes up to me, and she looks at me in the face, and she goes, "Where do you keep your luncheon meats?" And I kind of smile at this point. I'm blinking at her, right? And I go, "What?" And she says, "Your luncheon meats. Where do you carry your luncheon meats?" I'm like, "Well, I'm sorry. I've said, I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't sell luncheon meats. I can sell you the cooler if you want to go on a picnic. We got that down the camping section, but we don't sell luncheon meats here."
She's looking for your sausage.
She's like, "No, I saw them in the flyer. You sell luncheon meats." I'm like, "In the flyer, okay?" No shit.
Send me this flyer.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, okay. Maybe it was, you know, there's a big distribution. Maybe it was for, like, the Real Canadian Superstore. I mean, they stock luncheon meats, right? So it's like, "No, it was here." I'm like, "At Canadian Tire?" Tire.
Well, luncheon meats.
That's right. She's like, "Yes." And she's getting pissed off because she knows she saw luncheon meats at Canadian Tire.
I can't be wrong.
Hell no. It's you in the red uniform, which is, you know, raising my ire at Canadian Tire, right?
You know, many of the time I've thought, "Gee, I'll go get the tires balanced and I'll pick up some spam."
Yeah. Well, I know I do. Oh, wait a minute. You've been to our parts department. So anyways, I'm looking at her, and now I've got this big fucking grin on my face, right? Which is a... Oh, man, you don't know how much that pisses people off when they want something and you are smiling at them. Because, like, you think I'm dumb. And guess what? We do.
So the chicken can agree with this. He worked in a comic shop. Dak, you work at a comic shop ever? You worked at Bill's?
I worked in a comic shop.
All right, we've got four people here that worked in a comic shop, and everyone else wanted to. At one point in time or another, they can say they didn't, but they did. It was, in fact, a really cool job, at least for some point in time. All right? It kicked ass. All right. Anyways, the best part about working in a comic shop is that you do not, as a rule, have to respect your customers.
That is correct.
The only customer that you have to respect is the three or four big guys that come in and spend all the money that store makes.
Yeah. Clean out my box of 200 comics that I get each month.
Each month I get these 200 comics and I'd like to buy them all today.
And you give them their 10%
discount. Or 25% or whatever you get. Because the other store will if you don't.
And you will go there.
We all enjoy cutting each other's throats. Okay, children come in. If they don't come in as customers, they are there because they want something. You are there to, not to serve them, but because, well, you know, to scam them. Or no, I didn't scam little kids. I didn't care. But it was a great deal of fun just treating them like utter shit and having them come back anyways because there's nowhere else to go. You're, what, 12?
And they're yours to use and abuse.
And they have bicycles. Where are you going to go on a bicycle?
Be careful about that abuse thing because, you know, there are laws.
Yeah. Okay, but man, you know the funniest thing is? I get little kids coming up to me and going, "You're that guy that worked at Madhouse." And I'm like, "Yeah." He goes... And they look down at me. And they grin. There was this one guy. I played Magic when I worked at Madhouse.
Oh, God.
It's a great game. You can get really bored and sick of it, but it was a really fun game. Especially at the beginning. What's that?
Bob from Peru wants to hear his name.
Bob from Peru.
Good.
Okay, anyway, so I hadn't played in years, and Sumerian says, "Hey, we're going to go play Magic. You want to come?" And I had nothing to do, so we went to play. I get there, we wait around for a bit. These kids show up. They're not really kids anymore. They're, like, sort of adults, but they're younger than us. They're, like, 20 or something.
They're the 90210 crowd.
That's right. They look old, but somehow they're still in high school. Anyway, so this kid sits down and he goes, You used to work at Madhouse. You used to always kick my ass and destroy me at Magic. Now it's your turn. And that's where his head starts spinning. And I'm like, whoa. I had an effect on this kid's life, and all I was doing was just living. I wasn't like making an effort to affect him, but I was like this focus of hatred because I destroyed him every time at Magic. That's right. It's amazing what an impact.
Used to kick my ass.
It's amazing what an impact I had on a lot of kids. I saw this kid at the gym. He goes, "Yeah, you used to kick my ass. You told me you were gonna, you told me you were gonna kick my ass." And I'm like, wow, I still can, by the way, but I can't imagine saying that to this kid, but apparently I did.
Because in your mind at the time, well, pimples on your ass meant more to you.
The best Lex comics was like the highlight of the week.
Okay.
The best guy
in the comic shop? John. John Mayhew he was an artist. He was amazing. He could tell, he was the best at telling anyone to fuck off politely without saying fuck off.
While smiling.
He would tell you to go fuck yourself and shove it up your ass, you worthless sack of shit, and never once swear or curse. And you would feel dejected and want to leave.
But you don't know why, because he was nice to you.
Yes, he was nice. What? There was this one kid that came up. This isn't going to be funny when I tell you, but he goes, oh, can I get that comic for $5? And it's like a $50 comic. And John goes, no. And the kid starts whining. Well, that's not going to be funny. But when he did it, it was brilliant.
You're trying to beat the master.
Impossible. He goes, oh, your whining has convinced me otherwise, but you go. Oh.
The guy on The Simpsons,
the comic book guy on The Simpsons, it's one of those stereotypes that is true.
Yes.
It is a true stereotype. He's awesome. I will not let you.
You should not insult my intelligence with your offers for this comic book.
It is not in any sense, way, shape, or form an exaggeration.
No,
it's not an exaggeration. It is true.
Anal crack was rampant. We know about Chris. We know about his family and Bill Foote.
It was Bill Foote's life. It was frightening. It was nightmarish.
And he owned the place. Now, it's not just people that work there and take advantage of the fact they don't have to respect their customers. The owners didn't respect their customers.
You don't need to. It comes with the territory.
I remember when I was young going to Bill Foote's before it was Madhouse. And he's like a total dink. I hated the guy. Did I keep going back? Yes, there was no choice. The only other guy in town was a professional wrestler.
I worked there.
He was evil. I hated him. And I actually, even though I hated Bill Foote, I enjoyed him selling comics to the wrestler for vastly increased prices and being there when the wrestler bought them, going, man, did we ever scam him? Yeah! It was awesome.
Drex, is it just me, or does this remind you of a lot of women going back to these guys who are total dicks?
Yes, women act like small boys in reference to comic shops, yes.
What a parallel.
What a...
write a book.
Actually,
small boys in comic shops.
Men are from Mars, women are from comic shops.
I can write this.
Okay, here's some... things to catch up on. How does the video work on What the Hell? It doesn't. It's for our own good. We may... No.
It may work.
It may. It was there just to make you go, what the hell?
We will maybe... We'll probably post, like, really cool clips from it.
And at one point, we probably could have even done it tonight, but we're not doing it tonight, but we probably could merely just have still shots where you go to the webpage and you see a shot of what's going on right now. We could have done that.
Yeah. It's a placebo.
Can we? No, we can't because we don't have the capture card.
Oh, that's right.
We don't have the capture card anymore. That's why we're not doing it. I forgot. I knew there was a reason. We will when Sumerian gets a TNT card.
But there's another temporary solution. This is radio, so you can use your imagination.
Just as a side note, my chocolate milk is curdling right now. curdling.
What's in it?
Milk and chocolate sauce, dude.
That's it?
Yeah.
Hot milk and chocolate sauce. Drink it before it totally curdles.
Man, that looks like Next on Valdez Part 2. This is fucking evil. This is killing order.
Okay, go dump it out. Hey, okay, Bob?
Yeah, right there on the edge.
We did a promo. Yeah. Who's that? Oh, Bashukin? Oh, no, oh, sorry, Bashukin. We haven't used that yet, but we have your clip, and we have a What the Hell clips from a bunch of people, and we're going to try and work with that.
Break.
We're going to play the new promo again in the next break, but it's not the one. But you can, it's not, you're not in it yet. Sorry. We haven't done that one yet. Okay. What's that? What word or words would you use to best describe the people, the Pope John Paul II? Irrelevant, 25%. Totally irrelevant, 74%.
That was a mass spam. It had nothing to do with us. Okay, here's another one. Bob from Peru. Boy, that's horrible.
Pick a different color, you bastard.
Black on blue.
If you would be so kind, could you tell Drex that I spoke with Corey Dowie and he wants to.
Wants to.
Oh my god, no. Dun, dun, dun. Don't
leave us click on. Okay, I gave Sean 3 sheets. So if he can find the one, the other two are probably with it. Anyways, Bob.
Hi.
Did you get a new computer? did you get a new computer? And if you did, then download IRC. Yeah. MIRC. Look it up on...
Talk to us.
Yeah.
MIRC.
Bob from Peru. Yeah, that's what I'm curious about. I think he bought a computer. I think he probably bought a computer. Anyways.
That's it.
Right, we're going for a break. We're going to play the new promo.
And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell disgusting hospital stories.
Okay, then we're going when we come back, we're going to have disgusting hospital stories. And if I remember, I'm going to try and hit some of the stuff I have on my sheet.
Okay.
Because I do actually have stuff prepared. Chicken used to give a shit because we never had anything prepared, and now I don't have any time for it.
Who are they listening to?
We're listening to Rant Radio.
You can tell us.
You're listening to Rant Radio.
Where can they find Rant Radio?
Undernet
service.
www.rantradio.com.
And check out the webpage. Check out the What the Hell webpage. Go to Rant Radio, www.rantradio.com. Click on DJs. Click on Drexel or Sumerian. It'll go to the webpage. Check it out, baby.
It's awesome. See my ass. See the chicken's ass.
You can see the chicken's ass. It's great.
Let's send that out for the psychics again.
Got that?
All right.
Hey, welcome to our new show on RantRadio.com.
You're going to love it. We've got some great new stuff coming to you. We've decided to drop that independent sound and go with some great Moffat sounds.
And here's some Rita McIntyre coming up.
And new Kids on the Block.
You're going to love it. It's all there for the completely mundane.
Check out our webpage. You're going to love it. It's a new sound for Rant Radio.
Oh, that was a close one.
Yeah, we appear to have lost power there. We'll be back on, thank goodness, to our Honda generator we picked up from Home Despot, a great buy.
Oh, that power. Now, get ready for some nice, relaxing sounds. Whoa, it sounds like someone's at the door.
Yeah, they don't sound too friendly.
Oh, it's a good thing we have that steel door with the reinforced oak bar. What's going on?
Hey, what the hell?
You can say that again.
What the hell?
It's too bad about that generator. Probably could have let them live.
But dude, they played Hanson.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh,
Radio, the crunchiest sounds on the net.
Good.
Call Rant Radio now at 1-800-438-7546 for this month's contest. Hammer, tell them what they can win.
You get a limited edition gold-plated signed Rant Radio sign and a special limited edition gold-plated signed Rant Radio CD with original Rant Radio material, which you know and love.
This month's question is, who burnt Bula Bula's car? Hello, caller number one, what's your answer?
Is it the ringleader, Chris King?
Not this time, caller number two.
It's my cousin Aziz. He slept with my wife too, the bastard.
I don't know what you said, but that's the wrong answer. Caller number three.
Oh, hey, is this the drug crisis line? I was wondering if I could maybe get some drugs.
Yes, but call Anki on the other line. Caller number four.
Is it Glenn Clark?
No, I'm sorry, that's the wrong answer. Caller number five.
I know they're all bursts from the Scarlet Whore of Babylon. I think it's the Turks.
Those curly shoot bastards, we think it's the Turks too. You win the CD. Please stay on the line. We'll take your name and number off air.
No Turks were harmed in the making of this contest.
All right, we're back.
Hi, yes, okay, time for disgusting hospital stories. This one's pretty bad, but I'll tell you, next week, I'm saving the worst for last.
Next week's the last time?
No, next week's not the last time, but I'm going to tell them the worst one next week. This is just the really, really disgusting one.
Yo quiero taco, man.
That's pretty bad, too. No. This is going back about four and a half years. Because I worked at a hospital for about 5 years. I worked constantly at a hospital for about 5 years. So this is in the emergency.
Except for the time when he was fucking on the x-ray table.
Let's save that story for later.
I never told it.
That's right. I forgot
on
about
the What the Hell Sex Special.
The What the Hell Sex Special? I missed most of that one.
No, you were there. That you told that story on the sex special.
I got there late, if you remember. Oh.
It didn't start till you got there, I don't think.
Yeah. Oh, didn't? Oh.
You heard the candle story, right?
Yes, I heard part of the candle story.
Oh, okay.
The leaving the candle, never mind. Let's just forget about that and get back to the disgusting hospital stories. Anyhow, this lady is brought in with a massive stomach infection. Near level of peritonitis. That's where your stomach is ruptured and you're literally placing fecal matter into your bloodstream.
I know that one.
Anyhow, this woman is stomach is acting to a toxic infection, and she begins to vomit. And she's not just vomiting so hard that she's bringing up blood. The last time she puked, she brought up a turd.
Oh!
She ruptured her stomach so bad that her intestines backed up.
How much longer did this person live?
She lived for another 24 hours and then she passed away. And
that
I think...
Tough 24 hours.
No, she was unconscious for most of it. And I think that was a kindness.
One word? You go.
No, I'm not going to laugh at somebody who died, but that is the most disgusting vomit that I ever...
That sounds familiar. I think I lived that life.
Oh, yes, yes. DJ Vortex had his stomach burst on him one day. It was intestines, just...
Diverticulitis, for those who know what that is.
Diverticulitis?
Diverticulitis.
It's Latin for, I've got a healthy diet of ho-hos, Kit Kat, and Coke. It disintegrated my stomach lining... Ergo, it's kind of like wax paper, and it split open. It's DJ Vortex, also known as Captain Haggis, okay?
He was even getting better at one point, but then he figured, oh, I'm feeling better, so I'll stop taking the penicillin.
I'll walk it off. Yeah, that'll make my stomach come back. I'll walk it off.
I don't need it. The swelling's gone down, and I'm only seeing purple when I look at things. The colostomy bag didn't help either. By the way, we have to say that DJ Vortex's love life went down kind of a... had a little slide at that point. Oh!
He didn't lose control of his hand.
Actually, come to think of it, I don't think I've had a girlfriend since then.
Gee.
I got better and my love life got worse. I don't know. Trade-off there.
I don't know what to...
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
Those colostomy bags are a real babe magnet, I can tell you.
Inky is quiet. Do you realize what
I've
you've
got
done?
A colostomy bag. Oh, I've just had a mastectomy. Let's share scars.
It's like the Lethal Weapon.
Taken to new heights.
Oh, oh, that's nasty. That is. That was a nasty, nasty story of the week.
But that was 96.
Okay, let's see what we have. Bob from Peru says, Owen, suck my ass, you fags. So we got lots of good reactions on the IRC from that. You're listening to Rant Radio. You can find us on the web, www.rantradio.com, or you can talk to us in the IRC on the undernet servers in the Rant Radio channel. It's currently 10:46 at night. Okay. What's next? Do we have some topics?
Yes, we do. All right.
Kay.
Some of these can... They might go somewhere, but they might just, like, drop dead. Can I have the seat?
Yes, you can.
Thanks, dude.
Honorable MV Drexel has the floor.
Speaker. Okay.
About.
There... Okay, at work, I was driving along, and I see this, this sign. And it's like one of those construction signs, the orange construction signs. Stop distracting from my talk and my story. You're not even listening to my story.
It was the Rustlers.
The Rustlers?
Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Go on.
Okay, so I'm driving along, and I stop,
you know, the
and...
The only way you're going to actually stop is if you actually do that for real.
You're talking too. Okay, so I'm driving along.
I'm
driving along, and I see this construction sign. You know what the construction signs look like, right? They're orange. They're like a diamond shape. Or whatever. But in this case, it's one of those trucks with the big arms with a bucket in it for a guy to sit in it and work on, like, the telephone poles or whatever. In this case, they're chopping down tree bits or whatever.
I've seen one of those before.
Okay. The sign is a picture of this truck.
Boom truck.
With the boom on it.
Really?
And it's so close to the truck that if you stand in front of the sign, right in front of the sign, and look at the sign, the truck is still bigger in perspective. So why do you have a warning sign saying, look out for the boom truck, and you see the truck before you even notice the sign?
I think it's for lawsuits.
It's stupid! If you were there, you would have laughed your ass off.
What else isn't stupid?
Welcome to the world of government bureaucracy.
This is kind of like caution on McDonald's.
We talked about this last week. It's
same idea.
The humanity are morons. Let's hear it for the Shiva virus.
Shiva, Shiva, Shiva.
We have to plug some shows.
Okay. Listen to Generous Portions show. I think that was today, Sunday, 3 to 7 p.m., I think. Something like that. Let's look at the schedule. 3 to 7 p.m. with Jeffrey D. Ewan and Elvis Rotovator. Generous Portions, Sunday. And also listen to... Who else's show was I supposed to plug here? Somebody's. Somebody else's. Oh, Voodoo Glow Skull from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
When?
Thursday. So listen then.
What's he play?
I don't know what he plays. I don't know what he plays. There's it's all over the place. It's not even in the schedule.
We'll have to tune in.
So tune in then and listen then. You'll find out what he plays.
And please let us know.
Please let us know. Oh, Punk and Ska Show. Voodoo's Glow Skull's Punk and Ska Show.
Just quit your job and listen 24 hours a day.
Quit your job.
You don't miss anything.
Yeah, you don't want to miss anything.
All right, this is from the John and Ken show. We listen to it at 14 C-Fun here. It's really, really, really funny. It's these two guys, and all they do is talk about shit. It has nothing. They don't play music. The only breaks you get are commercials. It's kind of like the What the Hell show. It sort of is like the What the Hell show, only there's only... two guys.
And they're not allowed to swear.
They're not allowed to swear. But I just heard about it just very recently from Samarian. I've listened to it for the last couple of days, and I laugh my fucking ass off. It's really funny.
He's not kidding. It's missing. It's
if they're not allowed to swear, what the fuck good are they?
What's missing?
Your ass.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
On the internet.
Yes, you can see the chicken's ass on the webpage.
John and Ken Rule.
They rock. They are so funny. Okay, this chick calls up, and she says... My boyfriend was going to take me to the basketball game, and then the basketball game was coming up, and he changed his mind. He was going to take his friend, and I was so pissed off that if I couldn't go, I didn't want him to go. So I offered him any type of sex he wanted and $400 to stay at home with me and watch the game on TV. And they go, well, so did he go for it? And she goes, well, no, I'm driving home now and he's at the game.
Your boyfriend is a fucking moron.
That's what they said. They said, I'm a...
Let there be a rider on that unless you're a war pig.
No, she said, according to her, they have great sex. Now, here's my question.
Ugly people usually do.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. If you have good sex, who cares what you look like, right? You're getting
no,
it.
No, it's your kids. I mean,
that's exactly why that bargaining chip didn't work. I bet he gets her paychecks, too. That would be why it didn't have any effect. Oh, well, let's see. I can not go to the game. You'll give me $400.
No, that wasn't.
And I can have any kind of sex I want. Or... Yes. I can get home, you'll give me your paycheck, and I'll fuck you in the butt after anyways. Well, I think I found my solution. I'm going to go to the game, then you'll give me your paycheck, and then I'll fuck you in the butt. How's that sound, hon?
Oh.
Well, okay then. No, we'll see you home later.
How pathetic. How pathetic is that?
It's dirty.
How pathetic is that? I'm going to give you any sex act you want. And $400 to go on a date with me, my husband. It wasn't her boyfriend, it was her husband.
Oh, the orc is out. Wow, I can get more reaction from that acclaim.
And so he goes, well, what are you going to do now?
The lightsaber, those window green ones, or the dark would have more of an effect.
So, with the MVP. Okay, but so she goes, they go to her, they go, well, you know, if it's such great sex, I guess he just was like, well, you know, I can get it any time anyway, so why do I need to, you know, stay home? I can go to the game anyways and still get it anyways. She goes, oh, well, he's not getting any now. And then they go on to say, well, yeah, that's the really shitty thing. Not only do you not get the sex and the $400, but you never get sex again.
I can't argue with you.
You really enjoyed it that much. Now she's going to turn it down.
You've kind of, like, just shut your own argument down there, because there's... How can we argue with you on that one?
It's not an argument. It's just a...
You know, like, sort of... Wow, this guy's a moron.
You've stunned me. Yeah, I mean, I...
Well, wow, I got silence out of you somehow while I was talking.
You could have something to do with that guy you're pointing at his head, too.
Shut up, you.
Oh, well.
Put the knife away.
I'll kill him. I'll kill him too. You might kill me, but I'll have killed them first.
Go ahead and kill the polar bear.
What's really cool about our group of friends is you can have a situation where we're all arguing and everybody pulls a big knife. And we all keep laughing like nothing's going on. So we're all standing here pointing knives at each other's eyes.
It's like a John Woo scene. It's really cool. Except in Canada, we can't have guns.
I'm afraid that one day I'm going to have like some friend. I'm going to bring some girl and she's going to be like a spectacular one I'm waiting my whole life for. And we'll walk into Rant Radio headquarters right here, and we'll all be arguing about something. She'll just think it's, like, the greatest. We'll be arguing, talking, okay, laughing. And all of a sudden, everybody goes, fuck you. And she's going to be like,
okay. Let me put this into perspective, okay? You think you've got it bad. I met my friend at work, Christy. We've worked together well since I've worked at Home Depot. A couple weeks ago at the bar, she brings along her friend, Holly. Oh my god. Lust at first sight. Not only is this chick, like, graduated from university, she's a world traveler, she's going to Australia for like 2.5 months, she's gorgeous, she's not a partier, she's not a smoker, but she knows how to have a good time, right? So, and she's single. She told me I was cute. She rubbed her hands through my hair the first night at, like, the bar, okay? And we're like, she suggested that we all try to get in touch and go out and see, you know, Star Wars and stuff like that, but just didn't pan out. And I'm like, what the hell? Appropriate for the show. But here's my dilemma. Now, Christy was over at my place because we had a big barbecue fest and Guinness and all the rest. It was a good time, okay? Now, she thinks I'm a really nice guy, Holly, but she hasn't seen my room yet, okay? And I'm afraid to, because I've got a camouflaged army issue bedspread cover, okay? I've got a camouflaged, like, flag hanging over my blinders and my windows and stuff like that with Airborne on it. I've got a Canadian issue Airborne, like, jumps, I don't know, like, tracksuit top. My entire bookshelf is filled with actual issue military manuals and, like, military history shit. I've got, like, fucked up stuff on my walls, posters and stuff like that, like John Woo flicks and, like, replacement killers and all the rest of it.
And the ghillie suit.
And, and I'm making a ghillie suit with like UV, like sort of IR dye that I spray on so you'll never see me with all your optics, because I am paranoid too and I'm professional. And I used to collect camouflage patterns and have books on it. I've got like an outfit when, and you guys can all testify to this, when we go out and play paintball, who kits you guys out? Me. Okay? What is she going to think of me?
I have the answer. This is all you say. She goes, oh my god, you're a freak. You go, no, I'm a boy. That's the answer.
You make me feel like a man.
No. No, you guys are stuck on the word man.
No, no.
It's a shitty word.
I have an answer. I have an answer.
You can't compete with I'm a boy.
Nope.
Rufinil.
No. I'm male.
Nope,
nope. There's only one. There's only one option. Tell them it's your roommate's room.
show them Strutt's room. She will marry you now.
Yep.
I think the problem here is Ryan doesn't actually want to lie to anybody.
Hmm? What?
The problem is you don't actually want to lie, right?
No.
You want to be honest.
Yeah.
Life is rough.
Just
tell her you're a boy. That's what I'd say. Whenever they look at me and go, why do you have a knife? I go, I'm a boy. Why do you have a flashlight? I'm a boy. Boys carry flashlights and knives, they think it's cool. And guys who don't carry them, it's not because they don't think knives are cool, it's because they're afraid someone will think they're a freak. When really it's just because they're a boy. Boys do this sort of thing, they play paintball, they want to be in the army, whether they're in it or not. Usually.
I came to a theory on this whole thing.
But you're trying to be in the army.
Yeah, that's valiantly.
What that was not a shot at you in any way.
No, yes. It was just a rekindling pain, right? Forget the microphone.
Oh yeah, okay. Somehow we have the stupidest microphone in the world. You have to have it right against your face, or no one can hear anything.
My closet.
We need a boom mic. We need a boom mic that hangs from here, and everybody can hear everybody.
Laser mic, even more high tech.
Okay. Also, we have to call the movie man.
Okay.
Is he gonna be awake?
Oh, he's actually not feeling too well, but we'll wake him up anyway. He's probably still up. He's my roommate. What the fuck do I care? He's at the parking spot. He doesn't need shit. He's got the best friend, too.
Those two are keeping track. The chicken and the movie man live together.
He's a good guy, the movie man. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hey.
How you doing? You're on Rant Radio.
Figured you guys were going to call.
Sorry, it took us so long. We just had... lots of crap to say, and we got distracted because we're not really very organized on the What the Hell show.
That's what makes it fun.
So, what's happening?
Not much.
You know, the other thing is...
What?
We haven't yet announced our question of the day, and we need one.
Yeah.
I want to add it to the webpage. So we can't ask you that, sorry. We don't know what it is yet.
Hey.
Do you have a review for us?
Oh, I've got the question of the day.
Cool. You can hold on then.
Oh, you have a question of the day?
Do you have the question of the day?
Thank
we
you.
Have to discuss it.
No.
Okay.
Okay, the review for the week is a movie called The Mighty.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody there has seen it yet.
Somebody's clapping.
It was a really good movie. It's about two kids. You may have seen the ads for it. It's about two kids. One's the big, huge, brawny kid who is dumb as a post, and the other one is the super brainy kid who is totally crippled.
Yes! Okay, yeah.
Everybody loves a cripple.
We appreciate your terminology, by the way.
America loves its retards. Forrest Gump.
All right, so give us what you thought. It was good, bad, ugly, what?
I thought it was a very, very good movie. The relationship between the two kids is really good. It's got some really good performances by Harry Dean Stanton and Sharon Stone and Gillian Anderson.
Kick ass.
Really good movie. When it comes out on video, you gotta check it out.
So it's two thumbs or one and a half?
I'm giving it two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. All right.
The really surprising thing is the main kid, the little cripple kid, is played by Kieran Culkin, who is Macaulay Culkin's younger brother. And holy crap, do I like this kid a lot better than the other one.
All right, we got the question. What's the question, Ryan?
Okay, question of the day is this. Without getting all super philosophical and fucked up about timelines, if you could go back in history and change one thing, what would you do?
If I could...
You can't hear me.
Thing.
Oh, sorry, you gotta say it again, because apparently we can't hear you if I'm talking and I was.
Okay, if I could go back in history and change one thing, what would I do?
Yes.
That one's a little too deep.
But don't go deep on it. That's part of the rules.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about any of that, you know, well, if I did this, I wouldn't be around today's Star Trek kind of bullshit. Don't worry about that.
Stay superficial and on the surface just like us.
Yeah.
Well, then, obviously the most popular answer would probably be I would go back and I would whack Hitler as
All right.
a child.
All right.
But the only problem with that, the only problem with a statement like that is saying something like that, you got to know, well, somebody would step in and take his place the next day. And somebody would do the whole thing anyway.
You're getting too deep. Too deep, man. We got to cut you off.
I have a question.
Sorry. That's what I would do. I'd go back and I'd stop him.
Okay, that's good. It's the deep part that we were getting off.
What did the movie man think of American History X?
What did you think of American History X? Did you see it?
Have not seen it yet.
Okay,
I've heard nothing but good things of it.
Go see it.
Fucking ass.
All right, man. Cool. We'll talk to you next week at least.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye,
yeah,
guys.
Dude. Okay, can you write that down?
Yep.
Kill
Hitler.
Movie man says kill Hitler number one.
Okay. So is everyone else in the IRC.
Let me respond to that. Okay. I certainly don't have a problem with killing Hitler. But do you people out there realize that Stalin killed more people than Hitler?
I have a better
He's
one.
Way worse, yeah.
Yeah. If we got rid of Jesus, there would be no Christians to go around killing Jews. Everyone would be Jewish.
I would go back and kill God. Because that would be the most controversial thing to do, and it'd be kind of fun. Bang!
I'd like to have lost my virginity to Karen, not the Karen you guys were thinking of, instead of Wanda.
I'd put a bubble top on the limo in Dallas in 63.
Vortex? Can you write? Are you writing?
I put one in.
They're recording.
I put one in already.
What did you say?
If it wasn't for Jesus.
Oh, right. That's right.
To kill Hitler.
And what did you say you'd do?
I haven't yet. I'm thinking about that one.
Marion, you got an answer?
I'm thinking.
Okay, Hitler's been ruled out. It's the most obvious thing. Out. And, by the way, it's not even the best one. I mean, kill Hitler's dad or something.
I know what I do. Quite honestly, without maybe even affecting...
Irradiate Hitler's dad's sperm.
Okay, without maybe even going out and having a big part of this... I would actually like to go back and find out what really happened at Roswell.
That's good.
Yeah.
I would go back and invest all my money in Microsoft stocks.
But I think the question was, what would you change?
I guess change? I'm changing where I put my money in. Yes, and it would be a very good decision.
I still think Karen over Wanda.
I'd become a porn star.
I'd buy a lot of Briex, and then sell it the day before.
I would become Dirk Diggler.
I've seen your ass. You would be Dick Diggler. You got...
No!
Dirk Diggler. Okay, what are people saying on the IRC? Go back and undo Pam Anderson's breast implants.
Yeah!
That was from Ed Peon. That was a bad decision, I think, yeah. That is a strong statement, killing God. That's what Lego says.
The hollow point.
Lego says, I'm not like this Bible-bound big Christian person, but if you killed God, you wouldn't be here. Ooh.
Yeah.
True.
True.
You can't argue with that.
No, I wouldn't kill him before he made the earth. I'd just kill him before he made Adam.
That presupposes he exists in the first place.
True, but
yeah.
If you
see,
did kill him,
please let's not
exists.
Even go down that road
okay.
Because
we're not going to get into a religion.
No, it's my mic.
I recall being drunk on a New Year's Eve, sitting.
We have one of the pictures from that hot tub. On the webpage.
Yeah. In which Dak and...
Check out Dak's pictures.
And Dak and Drex sat in a hot tub, pissed out of their gourd.
Catching fart bubbles in their heat.
Slap! debating the existence of God for the better part of 4 hours. Let's just not go down that road again, because my head still hurts.
I won.
I think the Guinness won.
I won.
No, I'm with the chicken. The Guinness won.
No, the Guinness didn't win. I won. I had you argued down to it. The only thing that helped me about the Guinness was that you're willing to continue arguing for so long. And I emptied your soul and smashed it all to pieces.
And all you could say was, I believe in it, even though I know it's not true.
Correct.
Yes, I am a recovering Catholic. Please give. Please give to DAC 1-800-DAC-FUND. Just send your money. I won't give you a receipt. I'll just use it for my own betterment.
That's why he's got a colostomy bag.
No, that's...
colostomy?
Colostomy.
Bob from Peru says, I would go and get all the lotto numbers for the next 10 years. Hey,
yeah, you could...
Then you'd be, like, investigated highly. It's like, wow, he's winning every time.
We said no deep philosophical concepts on the ramifications of any of these acts.
And I guess you would win just before the actual winning took place. Oh, it's up to 10 million. Should I get it now? No, I'll wait to the 15 million because they win it at 20.
Farmer's Almanac, and then going back in time, I don't know, like buy a program with all the proper... numbers.
If you want to basically rip and rob time, and I've taken a good look at this, best thing you can do is probably betting. Sports betting is about your best bet for making the cash.
Random sports betting. Literally,
just sports betting on various events, because this doesn't change the odds how much cash is on it, only to a small extent, especially we're talking
but
Vegas.
Who won it.
But it doesn't change who won it. It's just basically it's a matter of you're betting on it. It only changes the odds in Vegas.
I think the number two thing I do is go back and not see The Crying Game.
I'm sorry, I like that movie. I don't care what anyone says. Excuse me, I have to beat someone up now. Although I was...
blood-curdling scream, insert here!
Although I was really disturbed seeing some chick have a penis...
That wasn't a chick, that was a guy.
I realized that. But up till that point in the movie, it was a chick.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing could have convinced me otherwise, and I can tell... I saw this one show, and nobody in... Oh, it's not even the hands.
You can always tell by the size of the knuckles.
Okay, anyways. There are petite guys. There are petite guys.
No, it's the shape of the knuckles, actually. Literally.
Anyways, I saw this show on TV, and they had women up there and men up there. And the people were fooled because the women were wearing wigs.
That's it.
So they must be men because they're wearing wigs. And the men looked like men with makeup on, but they couldn't. They were fooled by that. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, right. You could go back in time. Nothing deep and philosophical.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? You can change one thing.
I'd kill off the first Homo sapiens, because if I can't take it all with me, then nobody can.
Shiva!
I already did that.
No. Realistically,
I killed God before he created Adam.
If I could go back and change one thing, I'd...
you already killed everyone.
No. I'd take a genetic engineering kit with me, and I'd somehow change the number of women to the number of men. I'm thinking like 10 to 1. So either one of two things is going to happen.
You're a humanitarian!
One of two things is going to happen. First thing, it's going to be a matriarchal society and we eat shit. Or B, life's really good. I'm willing to take that risk.
Even in a matriarchal civilization, we would still be really good.
Yeah. While you're tinkering, give them a higher sex drive, too.
Yeah.
Even more pleasure zones.
Sure, we have half the lifespan.
The other thing is this whole... Unfortunately, this question doesn't work because you... Well, it does. Never mind. I'm not going to get onto that. It's too long. You guys wouldn't understand.
I'm just going to have to stick...
We don't have...
No.
That's
a good one, but we need yours.
I can't top that one.
All right. People are saying, like, massive amounts of stuff. They're debating religion on the IRC.
Oh, yeah, but he was changing his... Enki was changing his argument from, I'd kill the first Homo sapiens, to, I would just change it. So he decided to make there more women rather than kill everyone.
Yeah.
I like that answer better, too.
All right. Oh, Drex has to go to the bathroom, so...
We don't have the piddle cam up and running yet, so we'll have to hold off.
Piddle cam.
Imagine.
Go to a break and then we'll...
We're going to go to a break because, you know, we don't know what we're going to say next.
We're hitting that moment of silence.
Moment of silence for, what was her name?
On the street.
What was that chick's name that overdosed last week? Dana Plato. A moment of silence for Dana Plato. Okay, that's enough.
Get your whites whiter.
Now with more caffeine and less fat.
Good mileage off-road and on the highway.
It's the leading brand in 2 out of 3 taste tests.
50% cheaper than the competition.
9 gynecologists recommend it.
Cures cough due to cold, runny nose, achy heart, and diarrhea with 10 easy payments.
And it won't match your hair.
Ranch Radio keeps your engine running cool.
Spike with Hallucinogen, and here's my radio voice, and we're going to sign off now, so we're going to go around the room, and is anybody left? Is Brian left?
Brian,
the projectile vomit man has left the building, and...
So here, I'll say bye from here.
I'm the chicken, and nobody here gives a fuck about you!
That's not true.
I'm Dak, and I hate you all.
I'm Vortex, and, well, some days I'm goth as fuck, but not today.
This is Black Wolf, and, well, nothing exciting, just later.
I'm Anki, and thank God these fuckers are getting out of my house, because now I can go to bed!
Hey, you gotta make some new promos, because yours are the best, man. Alright, this is Drex, and I'm saying goodbye.
Radio.
And your mom! And Bob from Peru says, good night, you masters of the mic, and cultists of the TNC.
Bob, send me a message saying whether you did or did not get a computer. Thanks.
And we're going to say goodbye and goodnight to all the people in the IRC. Jeffrey D., Wildcard, Bashukin, Chaz, Head P on Isaac 509, Lego, Lost Soul, Lowlight, OD Sleep, SOAB, Theory, and all the other people who are listening that have no way to contact us.
We're
going to play our new promo again.
Because we always, it's tradition to overplay
We have to overplay it the first night so everybody gets to hear it and all the DJs can download it, play it on their shows. So, we're going to play music all night from here on, and listen to Rant Radio. Visit the webpage, www.rantradio, and listen in next week. I will remind you with ICQ. So, good night. Here's
ICQ, and you would like our mass spam every week.
51-5558, and I will authorize you.
Have a good one, boys.
Good night. This was What the Hell.